So we're going to be practicing metta again today. Metta. And I was thinking a bit about Green Tara and Amoga City's spontaneous activity that we touched on yesterday. Or compassionate action, just responding. I think I mentioned just doing it, just responding. And we also looked at needing the resources to be able to do that. So a bodhisattva responding out of, I think it was something like out of a deep well of happiness. So all their responses were just like play, lila. So I guess metta is a way of cultivating, creating, building those resources, because I don't know about you, but positive emotion, especially when I first started meditating, didn't just seem to be there. It's definitely something I have to work at to maintain and cultivate. Also, I used to like the idea of metta being a bit like gardening. And so seeing it as, in a way, on one level, whatever my response was when I looked to myself, to others, to my friend even, because at times even it's not straightforward with friends. Sometimes it was a bit like my garden was a bit overgrown with weeds and the flowers were up, didn't have the right conditions to become fully open. So I think metta is a bit like that as well, and sometimes I imagine that with the words that I might be using to cultivate a positive, friendly, loving response, it's a bit like planting new seeds and pulling up old weeds to kind of create the conditions that we can then respond to others kindly. And also, when we last did metta, I was saying it's not just about feeling good. So there is an element of feeling in metta. If we can cultivate the positive emotion by using the words or reflection, a bit like thinking about your potential or your friend's potential, or just connecting on a basic human empathy level, that's great, and then that emotion can flow. So it's a feeling on that level. But you can also use your imagination to imagine metta flowing out of your heart, or to imagine your heart opening, or how it might feel to respond with a friendly attitude. So metta is more of an attitude of a willingness to sort of be friendly and be open. I've got a nice little explanation or something of metta here. It's a response of unconditional care and warmth and kindness to all that lives, an undiscriminating well-wishing that arises whenever and wherever we come into contact with or even think about another being. Quite like that. I imagine that's from Sangharakshita as well. So yeah, these acts of kindness that we were looking at yesterday, this is another act of kindness. Every breath of your metta practice, or every time you silently say those words, you could see that as an act of kindness, and kindness to yourself as well as all beings ultimately.